Hi guys, welcome back to our pronunciation challenge. I am Judy, and how are you doing today? Today we got a video which is about learning to be alone. And people tend to perform well and put words into practice when they are in a crowd or in a group. While they are alone, it may be not like that. Like when you are a student preparing for exams, it is always easier to concentrate while you are in the classroom, studying with your classmates. But if you studied by yourself, then you will probably become lazier. So in today's video, the speaker encouraged people to learn to be alone and act like what you do when you are in the crowd. So today, the topic sentence is this. What if we could bring out the best in ourselves even when there's no one out there to give us credit for it? You're the only person that you're responsible to. You're the only person who sees your own deeds. If we could manage to keep ourselves in shape, both physically and mentally in solitary, wouldn't we be able to bring out even better results when we are in a crowd? What if we could bring out the best in ourselves even when there's no one out there to give us credit for it? You are the only person that you are responsible to. You are the only person who sees your own deeds. If we could manage to keep ourselves in shape, both physically and mentally in solitary, wouldn't we be able to bring out even better results when we are in a crowd? 今天我非常喜欢今天挑的 topic sentence。那在这边先跟他说明一下，在倒数第二句的地方 ，both physically and mentally in solitary。In solitary 这个是今天 video 里面的 speaker 口误，正确的用法应该是 in solitude。In solitude， in 后面应该要加名词，而不是形容词 solitary。在这边跟大家说明一下。好，那我们回到今天的学习重点。第一个单字是 credit， 它是名词，它有很多种意思。第一个意思是功劳，第二个意思是赊账，那第三个意思是信用。最后一个意思是学分，那因为它意思很多，所以我每一个意思都找一个例句给大家了解一下这个单字怎么用。像是第一个单字功劳，我们就可以说 Her boss took all the credit， 就是她的老板把所有的功劳都抢走了。 Her boss took all the credit。 那第二个意思赊账，就是你赊账买一个东西，我们假设他赊账买了一个家具，我们就可以说 He bought the furniture on credit. On credit 就是赊账。第三个意思，信用就是比如说我完全不相信他的故事，我就可以说 I did not give credit to her story. Give credit to 就是相信。好，那最后一个意思是学分，就是我们在大学的时候都会修学分的课，就是比如说我这个学期正在修一个三学分的课，我就可以说 I'm taking a 3-credit course this semester。 第二个单字是 deed， 它是名词，行为或者是土地或建筑的契约或者是所有权的证书。我们造个例句，She's always helping people and doing good deeds. 她永远都是在帮助别人，然后都是在做好事。做好事，我们就可以说 doing good deeds. 那 deed， 我们可以想到另外一个跟它很相近的单词，就是 indeed。indeed 呢，它就是副词，的确的意思。有一个谚语就是说患难见真情，大家应该都很常听到，就是有用到 indeed 这个单字。患难见真情的英文是 A friend in need is a friend indeed。 好，第三个单字是一个副词，身体上的或者是实际上的 physically， 我们用实际上来造个例句，就是 it is physically impossible. 这在实际上是完全不可行的，所以代表的意思就是说这完全不可能。所以完全不可能你就可以用 physically impossible。 在这边跟大家补充一下另外一个单字 physics。 physics 它跟 physically 长得很像，那 physics 它是名词，物理学。想到物理学呢，我们就可以想到另外一个化学，化学的英文是 chemistry, chemistry。 最后一个单字副词，心理上的或者是精神上的英文是 mentally, mentally。 我们可以说 It's going to be a tough competition, but I'm mentally prepared for it。这即将是一个很艰困的比赛，但是我心理上已经完全的准备好了。想到心理上的疾病，我们在这边跟大家介绍一些心理疾病的英文说法。第一个，忧郁症。忧郁症的英文口语的说法可以用 depression 就好了， depression。 比如说我已经有忧郁症一段时间了，我就可以说 I have suffered from depression for a long time。 第二个心理上的疾病，我们可以看到强迫症。强迫症的英文是 obsessive compulsive disorder。 obsessive compulsive disorder 它的简称大家比较常看到就是 OCD 强迫症。好，那我们最后再来复习一下今天的 topic sentence。 What if we could bring out the best in ourselves even when there's no one out there to give us credit for it? You're the only person that you are responsible to. You're the only person who sees your own deeds. If we could manage to keep ourselves in shape, both physically and mentally in solitude,Wouldn't we be able to bring out even better results when we are in a crowd? Thanks for joining us for today's pronunciation challenge. I will challenge you guys next time. Bye!